Shall we have a word of prayer for us to start the meditation of this morning? Would you bow your heads with me? Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, Father. Today we experienced a little bit more about what it means to live in this kingdom that you have prepared since the foundation of the world. May your kingdom continue to come. May we be part of spreading the good news of your kingdom all around the world, especially in our community. May your will be done, Father, here on earth, as your will is always done in heaven. And Father, as we at this time read through some of the holy words found in your holy scriptures, we pray, Father, that your Holy Spirit will guide us, will inspire us, and bring us a message that will bring comfort, hope, and assurance of the salvation that we find in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Father, we're here united today because only yours is the kingdom, yours is the power, and only yours the glory forever. And we all pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Every time I preach a sermon, I always wanted to run it by my daughter because, you know, kids, they have a different way of seeing things. And she gives me insights that I never thought before. So yesterday, I asked her, would you help me to go through this message? And she said, yes. And she asked me several times, when are we going to start? I said, well, I'm working on it, and I'm going to run it by you. You give me some ideas. And sure enough, as soon as we start reading the book of Genesis chapter 1, she was already, oh, just a second. She went around and helped me turn off all the lights around the house. My wife and my son, they were taking a shower, getting ready for taking AJ to bed. And then here, you find me and Gabby in the living room with a little light and a dimmer. And we have all the lights around the house turned off. So we could try to understand a little bit more, according to my daughter's mind, the book of Genesis, especially chapter 1. And I want you to imagine that every time we would hear the word darkness, of course, she would turn off the light. And every time we would hear the word light, she would, boom, turn on the light again. And then we start looking and thinking about what in the world is this message all about and what can we find about it. And this is what we found. When we were reading the book of Genesis chapter 1, I wanted to try to picture my little daughter in this very dark room, the entire house is dark, ready to turn on and off the light. Every time the word darkness and every time the word light would come up. So I got my Bible, actually my iPad, and I start reading, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And at this time, all the lights were turned off. And now the earth was formless and empty. And darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And then she said, Maybe a good joke for you to tell. Kylie would love it. Just tell them that Jesus had a hoverboard. Because the Spirit of the Lord was hovering over the waters. And we continue to read. And God said, let there be light. And then Gabby hits the button and this beautiful light comes and lights the entire room. Let there be light. And there was light. And he separated the light from the darkness. And of course, the light goes off again. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening. And the dimmer start working. There was evening. And there was morning again. The light comes up in the first day. So when we stopped right there, and I said, Gabby, what do we find so far? And then she looked at me, she said, oh, the book of Genesis is about light and darkness. From the beginning, the very first thing that God creates is light. And then as we continue to read Genesis 1, in the following verses, in the creation, what happens on day 1 and day 2 and 3 and 4 and all the way, every time we ended one of the days of God's creation, we come to the words evening and morning. And I said, Gabby, what do we do with this? And of course, the conversation ended up being, it seems like that every time light comes into this world, there is darkness that will follow very soon. Are you with me? We go from day one of creation to day two, there is evening and morning. From day two to day three, there is evening and morning, and so on and so forth. And I said, Gabby, is it possible that we find in the book of Genesis a pattern from the beginning, a motif that we can find into the entire scriptures, especially in the book of Genesis? And sure enough, light and darkness is a huge theme that we find in the book of Genesis. God creates a beautiful world, a beautiful garden, and God places Adam and Eve in this beautiful place, and you know exactly what happened. Suddenly, Adam and Eve make a decision, and darkness once again fall into the heads of this very first creation of God. And the Bible says that somewhere around noon, God Himself, God's self, comes looking for Adam and Eve. At midday, a beautiful day. And that light of God comes looking for them, but now they are hiding from the light and from the presence of God because they have fallen into a deep sin that will be the curse for the entire generations and the generations to come upon the human race. You continue to read the Bible and you see in the book of Genesis the story of Cain and Abel. Now Cain kills Abel. And God now is telling Adam and Eve and his family that He will provide someone that one day will restore everything. Once again, the light comes to rescue God's people that have fallen into darkness. We know about the story of Noah. We know about the story of the flood. And this theme of light and darkness keep occurring on every single page and every single chapter found in the book of Genesis. People that have the tendency to fall into sin and darkness, and a God made of light that comes and rescues them to bring them to His light once again. The book of John, chapter 1, verse 5, it says, God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. When I saw this picture, I was in awe. To see that there is light, and that you see that little match, and behind the light, you cannot even see a shadow from that light. Light has no shadow. There is no shadow. There is no darkness in God. How about the rest of the Old Testament stories? When you read, for example, the stories of some of the prophets, some of the people that wrote the scriptures that we value and treasure so much, their lives and their stories are so filled with ups and downs, light and darkness, that you could go back and ask one of the prophets, one of the writers of the Old Testament, and they would tell you that if one day you decide to write your book, a book about God, you will find out that your mess too can become a message one day. Are you with me? The Bible, especially the Old Testament, is not a book or books filled with story of righteous people that they were perfect all the time. But the Bible presents stories of men and women that struggled so much and presents a God that would always come to the rescue to bring them again into His light. Now look how interesting you find this passage in the very first chapter of the Gospel of John. In the beginning, the very same words that you find in the book of Genesis chapter 1, John starts his Gospel by saying, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and He was with God in the beginning. Through Him, all things were made. Without Him, nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of the world, the light of mankind. So now you see John, the evangelist, he's writing a gospel saying now that that light that appeared in the very first day of creation was no one but Jesus Christ himself. And now this light that was in the beginning, creating everything we can put our eyes on, is and was Jesus Christ himself, the light of the world, the light of mankind. And the Bible says that this light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. Is your personal life any different? Is my personal life any different? We have our moments when we feel that we are so connected with God, and suddenly something happens, or we make a decision that will place us right back into darkness. And today, I'm here to tell you, I wanted to present to you a God that understands darkness, a God that had a better plan for all of us, saying that light is better than darkness. And today, I want to present to you once again this God that comes to the rescue. That every time you fall and every time darkness come into your life, there is this amazing God made of light ready to bring you back to this amazing light. I want to share with you a story that I saw a couple weeks ago that was for me one of the most amazing and beautiful examples of a situation that had so much darkness and light involved at the same time. You probably saw this, but this is Lucas, this young baby. He died in the year 2013. And the reason he died, it was because he was abused by his babysitter's boyfriend over and over again. A little baby. Imagine now for those who are parents and have kids. You have to work, you have to provide for your family, and you find someone that you want to believe that those people or that person will take the best care of your son or daughter possible. And at home, they are alone being abused physically. Unfortunately, we live in a world that is surrounded by darkness, and we are in the middle of it. Sometimes we have good health, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we celebrate of being extremely young, and then later on in life, we're concerned because now we have too many student loans. Now we're concerned because now we have a family that we have to provide. Suddenly, your wife has your first baby that you were kind of planning, but it was not the right time because it never is, financially speaking. And now you're concerned because you need a bigger house. You need more and more things to provide for your family. Life is complicated. We are surrounded by events that are never under our care. So the story goes on to say that after 2.5 years later, the mother of baby Lucas, the lady that had decided to donate his organs after this horrible, dark tragedy that happened in their lives, the organs of a baby that saved the lives of 3 other babies, after 2.5 years, for the first time, she decides to meet this young lady that had received her son's heart. And now imagine, if you're surrounded by a situation, a moment in your life when you lose your baby and your only one, and now you know that your baby's heart is keeping alive another human being. This is the situation that is taking place at this picture. They're allowing this mother, the mother of this baby, to hear the heartbeat of her baby deceased for almost 3 years for the first time. We live in a world of darkness. We live in a world that so much happens all the time around us. But it's up to us to bring light to the situations that we live. Jesus Christ said in the book of John, chapter 9, verse 5, he says that while I am in the world, I am the light of the world. We had our Bible reading scriptures here a little bit ago. And you find this story in John chapter 9 when a blind man is met outside of the church, outside of the temple. And Jesus, filled with compassion, Jesus takes the time to bring healing to this man. Sends him to a place for him to wash after mud is placed in his eyes. The Bible says that this man was sent now inside of the temple. So all the priests of the temple could say if he was healed or not. And if he could be once again taken inside of that community that would not accept people who had any kind of illness and any kind of diseases. The Bible says that those men, those Pharisees, start questioning him. Are you the blind man? Or is it somebody else and you're trying to trick us? And he's saying, I am that blind man. They go to the point of inviting and calling his mother and his father. And they say, is this the one whom you say was born blind? And they answer, he's of age. Ask him. And talking to a good friend of mine that is one of the professors here at Lassier University, she said that this chapter in the Gospel of John, chapter 9, is one of the most important chapters for that Johannine community. It's a point where if you were fine worshiping Jesus or accepting him as your Lord and Savior, you would risk lose your place at the synagogue and be kicked out of the church or kicked out of the temple. So now let me ask you this. When was the last time that your Christianity was challenged? Even to the point that if you were to confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you would be kicked out of a church. You would be kicked out of a job. You would be kicked out of a family. John chapter 9. It shows us that this man now, that now could see, that said that he was healed by Jesus Christ himself, he is kicked out with his family from the synagogue because now they are worshiping a man called Jesus. The story ends when Jesus finds this man outside of the walls of the church. And that's very interesting in itself, that Jesus would not follow him inside of the church. Jesus finds him outside of the walls of the church. And this man that can now see is asked by Jesus, do you believe now in the Son of Man, in the Son of God? And he says, if I could see him, if I knew who he was. And Jesus says, I am the one who stands right in front of you. And he said, yes, I believe, Lord. But what is even more interesting is that the story ends in John chapter 9. With a bunch of Pharisees again around that man with Jesus. And when they hear the story, they ask Jesus, we can see, we are not blind, are we? And Jesus looks at them and says, now that you say that you can see, your sins remain. Because they would not accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Indeed, we are surrounded by darkness in this world that we live in. But indeed, as well, we can be enfolded by the light that only comes from Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. So my humble message to you today is, put your trust in God. Call upon the name of Jesus. He said, anyone who calls upon my name will have salvation, him and his family. And it doesn't matter how messy your past. It doesn't matter even how messy your present. When you call upon the God of light, he will always come into the rescue. Because for as long as he is in this world, he is the light of this world. So my prayer for you this morning is, may the God of light, May the God who rescues his people that continues to fall over and over and over again into darkness, may the God of light find you today and rescue from the hands of this dark and sad world that we live in and bring you to the light that can only be found in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.